So we're on round 12. We got Russell and you guys are
Berkeley B. Yep. You can beat. The B is for Pecan, Pecan.
Calm down, Ben. They're recording. And
yeah, it's for posterity.
You guys want to buzz in your names on
Russell? Charles.
Seth is puzzling. Oh, great. Another puzzler.
For sure.
You do not deserve it.
Buzzling.
Will.
Jameson.
Not because he's called the clown.
James.
Benji. Like Benji, not like the dog.
Oh, you've been damaged, George.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still around.
Yep. John, with an H. Last initial G.
I'm graduating school now.
Raj, R-A-J.
Alright, is that right?
Yeah.
Alright, plus one. The work titled The Future of This Book's Author argues that its plastic thought easily argues for the theory of temporality to be applied to European philosophy. That dissertation on this book is by Catherine Malibu. In 1866, William Torrey Harris founded the Journal of Speculative Philosophy to explicate this text's ideas, such as the notion of the thing, as part of the St. Louis School. Jacques Lacan's theory of desire was inspired by a series of lectures about reading this work, which discusses how a certain figure's quest for self-mastery is caused by his need for recognition, since that need is greater than the fear of death. Those lectures on it were delivered by Alexander Kojève. This text uses the term sublation, or
phenomenology of spirit.
That's right, bonus. In January 2015, former Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson filed an amicus in this case, which originated in the 4th District and examined the IRS final ruling derived from Section 36B of the U.S. Code for 10 points each in this current Supreme Court case, which will consider whether the IRS has the prerogative to enact rules due to ambiguous legislative intent.
IRS.
Answer?
No,
this is King v. Burwell. King v. Burwell is one of a series of cases, including Hobby Lobby, that arose over controversy regarding this law. This law's overall constitutionality was upheld in NFIB v. Sibelius. Yeah. The heart of King v. Burwell relies on this two-pronged test named for a plaintiff in a 1984 case against the National Resources Defense Council, Inc. This test allows agencies to implement their own regulations as law if legislative intent was ambiguous and the regulations are a permissible construction of the statute. Answer, this is the Chevron defense. 10 points.
Can we move a little closer
so
yeah.
we can hear better? So please, it's so hard to hear.
Yep. Michael Batter developed cache-oblivious algorithms, which feature matrices whose element order is based on this type of function. Exotic examples of these functions include Deking's church, an entity surrounded by fudge flakes, the Harder Hayway dragon, and Phil Glasper's flow snake. E.H. Moore modified the procedure to make one of these functions to incorporate its looping set early, but that made its underlying L-system representation more complex. If a space is compact, connected, locally connected, and second countable, then one of these functions exists for that space by the Hahn-Mazur-Kiewicz theorem. Procedures for making these functions with a Hausdorff dimension of 2 have been given by Vaclav Sierpinski and David Hilbert. A mapping from...
Recursive?
No. And mapping from the unit interval to the unit square comprises for 10 points what shapes discovered by Giuseppe Peano that completely pervade a square.
Sorry.
I.
What?
I.
Space filling.
Yeah, space filling. Toss 3. A character with this job states that he had a vision of a child who died less than 2 weeks after being born up to heaven while talking to the child's mother. That man with this job uses examples of Darius drunkenly shooting his knight's son, Cyrus destroying the river Gison, and a judge condemning 3 knights to their death as examples of the negative effects of anger. In that story, a member of this profession puts his hand down Thomas's back in order to receive a gift that he can divide evenly. The prologue to that story depicts an angel asking Satan to lift his tail, after which 20,000 of these people fly out of his ass. A squire suggests that a man in this profession acquire a cartwheel to perform the aforementioned division when the gift turns out to be a fart. The summoner tells a mocking tale about members of this profession after one of them tells a similar tale about a summoner. For 10 points, the wife of Bath's tale is followed by a tale of a member of what mendicant religious order?
This is the nun's priest?
No. What mendicant religious occupation?
Monk.
It's a friar.
Oh, shit.
Toss up. This city is the setting of the psychedelic anti-war film Throw Away Your Books, Rally in the Streets. A sonata named for this city follows a man who dresses up in a suit and leaves his home every morning to continue to the charade that he is still employed. The Italian aircraft designer Caproni inspires Giro to study at a university in this city in a film which takes its title from a Paul Valery poem, The Wind Rises. While meeting a cafe in the city, a deaf teenage girl flashes her crotch at the boy who hit on her in one of the storylines from Alejandro Gonzalez and Arantu's Babel. A couple takes a guided bus tour.
Oh, Tokyo.
Yes. Bonus. Answer the following about the paleontologist's evolutionary history of camels for 10 points each. Camels like sphoinx and hippodons belong to this order of even-toed ungulates. The oldest genus of this order of animals is recognized is Diacodexis, which went extinct during the Oligocene.
Is the dromedary even an order? Is
no.
Even-toed ungulate.
Answer.
Dromedary.
These are artiodactyls. One of the reasons why camels have so much physical stamina is that they developed this gait instead of trotting. In this gait, either both right legs move or both left legs move at the same time, thereby increasing efficiency but decreasing maneuverability.
Is this like a canter, or is that different? Do they have different gaits than horses do?
Canter.
Answer.
Canter.
It's a pacing gait. Arabian and Indian camels are this type of camel that have only one hump. These one-humped camels have an evolutionary advantage over Bactrian camels because their surface area is decreased, decreasing their water loss ratio.
Is this dromedary?
Yeah.
Dromedary.
10 points, toss it by. One letter addressed to this ruler discussed the problem of merchants who mingled among pilgrims demanding that those false pilgrims pay road tolls, while another letter addressed to him discussed the expulsion of a priest for eating meat during Lent. This king expanded his territory by winning the Battle of Bensington and founded an abbey at Winchcombe, which contains the Monk's Walk. He convinced Pope Adrian I to split the Archdiocese of Canterbury into two halves. His daughter was set to be married to Charles the Younger until it was called off because this ruler offended Charlemagne. This king introduced the silver penny as currency during his reign and depicted his allegedly evil wife, Cynthryth on the coin. He took power by defeating Bonred in a civil war after the murder of Aethelbald in 757 CE. This king is also known for marking the boundary between Wales and his territory by getting
off of.
Yes. Bonus. Lafrenti Beria investigated this man for packing 7 rail carriages full of German valuables in the Trophy Affair and affronted this man, repaid by helping convict Beria of treason for 10 points each. Name this decorated general who defeated the Kwantung army early in his career at the Battle of Khalkhin Gol and then directed the occupation of Bessarabia.
Zhukov.
Zhukov is better known for unleashing Operation Uranus during this battle, which encircled the 6th Army, ending with the capture of Friedrich Paulus in the namesake city, which the Germans failed to hold. Yep. Zhukov later defended Khrushchev against the members of the anti-party group, which included this Ukrainian Jew, who was dubbed the Wolf of the Kremlin in a biography by Stuart Kahan. He was also known as the Iron Lazar for his ruthlessness as one of Stalin's deputies. Answer? Kaganovich. 20 points. Toss up 6. This deity is celebrated at a festival in which men place barley seeds on their caps or behind their ears. The Hindustani equivalent of the pentatonic Ragam Shuddha Saberi is named for this deity. Guru Gobind Singh wrote a ballad about this deity titled Shani Divar. While sipping from a wine cup, this goddess Mahishasura with a trident when that demon attacked her as a buffalo. In Gujarat, her worship takes the form of the Garba dance during the festival of Navratri. A temple dedicated to her is called the National Temple of Bangladesh. Her namesake puja involves immersing
Lakshmi.
No. Immersing her idol in water, starting at the same time as the Navratri, which celebrates the 9 forms of this goddess of Shakti. Commonly depicted riding a lion or tiger, this goddess resides on Mount Kashi as a form of Parvati, along with her husband Shiva. Her name is invincible Hindu goddess who represents the victory of good over evil.
Durga?
Yes, bonus. The author of this book summarizes Cassin and Nicolette in a chapter praising 3 queens in the Institution of Fort Love for 10 points each. This 1904 book that surveys medieval French religious history by offering an extended portrait of the 2 tunnel places.
This is the thing by Walter Pater, I think, but I don't know.
Like,
palace and stuff.
Answer. Montsen, Michel, and Chartres. This American author, Montsen, Michel, and Chartres wrote about the burden of being a descendant of two presidents in Quincy, the opening chapter of a memoir about his education. Yeah. In this penultimate chapter of the education, Adams predicted that due to rapid scientific progress, every American who lived to the year 2000 would know how to control unlimited power and would think in complexities unimaginable to an earlier mind. He was wrong.
This chapter, Dynamo in the Virgin.
What?
The Dynamo in the Virgin.
Law of Acceleration, 10 points. Toss of 7. This character and an assistant are told a story in which a man finds a jar of formaldehyde containing an adult's amputated vestigial sixth fingers. This character's roommate tells him a story in which the roommate's father encounters a jazz pianist who possesses a death token.
It's, the Tusky.
Yes. Bonus. In the death of Ronabwe, this man is called the fairest horseman of all of a certain army, inducing troops to all flock to the rear to see him ride. For 10 points each, name this man who supposedly could go 9 days and nights without breathing. This man was eventually slain by Wydawg Fab Menestir.
What was guys?
Maybe Lulogifus.
Answer.
Logan.
K is the foster brother and later seneschal of this man who aids his cousin Clerkbook in another Welsh tale. This son of Uther Pendragon is advised by Merlin. Sir K often appears alongside this one-handed knight of the Round Table who serves as Arthur's marshal. After Arthur's death, he returns Excalibur to the Lady of the Lake. Yeah, 20 points. Toss of 8. Antibodies to an enzyme in this family produce P. anca straining staining pattern around the nucleus in rapidly progressive nephritis. That enzyme in this family is responsible for the green color of green sputum. One family of these enzymes is characterized by a catalytic triad of glutamine, tryptophan, and selenocysteine. Along with lysozyme and lactoferrin, an enzyme in this family kills bacteria in saliva and milk. One enzyme in this family is targeted by antibodies in Hashimoto's disease and organifies iodine in the thyroid. One type of these enzymes produces hypochlorous acid during the respiratory burst of neutrophils. They're not phosphatases, but an enzyme in this class is a commonly used reporter enzyme in ELISA and Western blots and was isolated from the roots of horseradish. These enzymes...
peroxidase.
Yes, go ahead. For a periodic system, one of these variables can be derived by integrating the conjugate momenta over a full period in a path defined by the generalized coordinates for 10 points each. Name the set of variables useful in solving integrable and periodic systems when the Hamilton-Jacobi equations are separable. They can be used to find the frequencies of the system without finding a complete solution to the equations of motion.
These variables?
Answer.
Integrating.
Action angle coordinates. A system often used as an example for defining action angle is a simple one of these objects whose frequency is proportional to the square root of little g over the length when the small angle approximation is valid.
Pendulum.
Yeah. The principle of least action states that objects follow paths which yield a value for this action which has. For the action which has this property. In quantum mechanics, it describes states which are eigenfunctions of the Hamiltonian, thus implying that the probability density does not evolve in time.
Stationary.
20 points. Toss of 9. One member of this circle discussed the sociology of creating art in arts worlds and examined a semi-professional jazz group that gave rise to the culture of a deviant group in his book Outsiders. Another member of this group pioneered a grounded theory with a Barney Glaser. A third member examined pioneers of German social policy who sought to secure a welfare state in his book The Cameralists. While another member outlined the commuter zone, residual zone, residential zone, and working men's zone as part of his concentric zone model. This group included Howard Becker, Anselm Strauss, Ernst Burgess, and Albion Small, the last of whom established it. Another of its influential members laid the groundwork for symbolic interactionism with his book, Mind, Self, and Society. For 10 points, Dirk Herbert Mead was a member of what group of sociologists that all taught at a certain university in the Midwest?
The Chicago School?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bonus. In defiance of the church, Leo VI the Wise ensured his succession by entering a fourth marriage with a woman by this name who had the epithets Carbonopsina or Coal Eyes. For 10 points each. give this name, also shared by the Byzantine Empress, who ruled alongside her sister Theodora, starting in 1042 CE. After the Emperor Michael V was deposed, she also later ruled with her husband Constantine the IX Monomachus.
What's a Byzantine Empress?
Answer.
Juliana.
Zoe. This historian, who was an advisor of Constantine the IX, tells us that Empress Zoe spent her entire day obsessed with developing new perfumes and unguents. His Chronographia chronicles 14 Byzantine rulers, ending with Michael VII, Dukas, in 1078.
This may be someone I've heard of.
Answer. This is Michael Celis. Zoe's first marriage to the third Holy Roman Emperor of this name failed because he died before she arrived. His father of the same name had married Theophano. His grandfather of the same name, known as the Great, won the Battle of Lechfeld in 955 CE.
So, Otto Frederick? Otto
Answer.
Otto.
Yeah, 10 points.
Okay.
Toss up 10. In one battle, this ruler sent his soldiers out wearing crowns of laurel to appear as holy avengers of Apollo against an enemy force.
Oh, it's Philip of Vesta.
Prompt.
Philip the Third.
Against an enemy force that drowned en masse trying to reach the ships of Chares. He received news that his wife gave birth to a son at the same time as a report that his racehorse won the Olympic Games. The historian Theo Pompous lambasted him for getting drunk in the daytime. In a digression filled 58 book history of his rule, this man lost his right eye besieging the city of Methone and defeated Odoacus in the bloodiest engagement in Greek history at the Battle of Crocus Field. At the celebration of his daughter Cleopatra's wedding to Alexandria of Epirus, this man was assassinated by one of his seven bodyguards, Pausanias. This man established the League of Corinth after winning a battle where the companion cavalry that broke the sacred band was commanded by his 18-year-old son, but of course he was king of Macedon, the father of Alexander the Great.
Philip II.
That's right, Philip. And this character's first appearance in a 1942 story, he yells to the narrator's cousin, in 10 minutes it will be 8 o'clock, child Bernardo Juan Francisco, for 10 points each. Name this character who, after a horse-riding accident, passes his time with projects like arbitrarily naming every number and reconstructing an entire day's worth of memories.
Funes Lemoines.
Is that the...
Yeah. Funes Lemoines.
Yeah. After it was published in La Nation, Funes Lemoines was included in the second volume, Artifices, of this 1944 collection by Jorge Luis Borges. Much of the material in it overlaps with material in Labyrinths.
Ficciones?
Yeah. This other story from the second volume of Ficciones is framed as a scholarly analysis of fictional author Nils Runeberg, who wrote the controversial book The Secret Savior. Answer?
On the Secret Savior.
Three versions of Judas. 20 points. Less half.
$125 for Wusel, $55 for Burberry.
Okay.
Right. Pick it up.
Plus 11.
Plus up.
Dominic Argento modeled from the Diary of Virginia Woolf on one of this composer's song cycles, which sets 8 poems by Albert von Chamisso. This composer used the enigmatic marking Im Legenden Tan for the middle section of the first movement of his Opus 17 Fantasy. His F minor piano sonata was originally published under the title Concerto Without Orchestra. This composer wrote a cycle of 9 short piano pieces about a forest, which includes Vogel, Owls, Prophet, as well as the song cycle of Woman's Life and Love. He composed The Happy Farmer, a piece often taught to new piano players, for his Opus 68 album for the young. Another of his piano works includes...
It's by Schumann.
Yes, bonus. Fritz Heider proposed the internal and external distinction for this type of psychological process. For 10 points each, name this cognitive process, which Harold Kelly explained by creating a cube featuring time, entities, and persons on its 3 axes. Answer.
Memory.
Attribution. The overvaluing of internal characteristics as opposed to external characteristics is part of the attribution error described by this adjective, which was observed in an experiment where subjects read essays about Fidel Castro.
Fundamental.
Melvin Lerner wrote about the belief in this sort of cognitive bias in which a person is thought to get what he or she deserved. Linda Carley found that it colored many people's opinions of rape victims. Answer?
victim.
Just world phenomenon, 10 points, plus 12. This is the first word in the name of a form of spectroscopy which uses coet flow cells to orient samples. This kind of molecule must be in either the C sub infinity V or D sub infinity H point groups. The rotational partition function for this type of molecule equals temperature divided by the product of the rotational temperature and the symmetry number. In rotational spectroscopy, molecules are classified as this type or as one of three different types or tops. This type of molecule with n atoms only possesses two rotational degrees of freedom, meaning it has a total of 3n, 5 vibrational degrees of freedom. This is the first word in the name of a method for quantum chemistry which constructs molecular orbitals using a quantum superposition of atomic orbitals. That was a molecule which...
Linear?
Yes. Bonus. Saint Nicodemus gazes at a skull at the bottom of this painting, whose spandrels contain tiny crossbows indicating it was commissioned from the Archers Guild at Lubin. For 10 points each, name this scene and its artist. In this scene, the artist depicted a servant that climbs a ladder whose foot is in front of the cross, but whose top is behind it. Also, the blue-clad Mary swoons, adopting a similar pose as her lifeless son. Name both the scene and the artist.
Something Mary.
Answer. This is Van der Weyden's Descent from the Cross. During the Spanish Civil War, Van der Weyden's deposition was evacuated from this museum in Madrid, which houses hundreds of paintings by El Greco, Velázquez, and Goya.
Prado.
Roger Van der Weyden created a massive non-apotic for a church in this French city. That altarpiece, which magnificently portrays the Last Judgment, was most likely painted in response to the Ghent altarpiece.
Okay, it's a city with an altarpiece. I
don't know. Siena. Answer. The Bianu altarpiece, 10 points, 2013. A black employee of this company named Roscoe Conkling Simmons advised Warren Harding on matters of race. This company funded a 1929 transarctic flight that ended in disaster when the plane was destroyed by ice and the crew was rescued by Canadians. This newspaper illegally obtained a copy of the Treaty of Versailles and gave it to William Borah to read on the Senate floor and antagonized the government by announcing in 1942 that Japan's naval code had been broken. This paper took an isolationist turn under its editor Robert R. McCormick, who called it the American paper for Americans. An incident in this newspaper's history was captured in a photograph taken at St. Louis Union Station and depicts a jubilant incumbent telling the press that ain't the way I heard it and holding up a copy of this paper. For 10 points, this newspaper that reported on the results of the 1948 presidential election with the incorrect headline, Dewey defeats Sherman.
The Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, bonus. Two Americans died during the Battle of Kula Batu as part of a punitive expedition to this island by John Downs, who circumnavigated the globe afterwards. For 10 points each, name this island that was attacked twice by the United States in 1832 and 1838 after local pirates and rulers massacred the crews of the French ship in the Eclipse. Answer.
Sumatra.
The second Sumatran expedition was led by Commodore George C. Reed, who served under Isaac Hull on this ship, which had accepted the surrender of the HMS Rare. Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote Old Ironsides to stop the ship from being decommissioned.
Constitution.
Both Downs and Reed served in the Barbary Wars, as did this New Jerseyite Commodore, who was imprisoned for 19 months in Tripoli after officially running the USS Philadelphia aground on a reef. Later, he served as a Stephen Decatur's second in his fatal duel against James Barron, prompting Decatur's wife to allege he set the duel up.
It's the jackass one. I can't remember his name. Not Decatur.
Answer. Bainbridge, 10 points.
Decatur really incompetent.
A section in this poem claims that morality is water on the brain and that everyone in the world was doomed to happiness after saying that its author became a fabulous opera. This poem's speaker says that I learned the magic of felicity which enchants us all, asking, O seasons, O chateaus, where is the flawless soul? Its first section contains the declaration, I will be brutal and indolent, before it mentions ferocious invalids homed from the tropics. The speaker calls this work a few foul pages from a damned soul in its first section, which opens with a declaration that the speaker's life was once a bank where very heart revealed itself. The speaker of a subsection of this larger work claims, what was unutterable I wrote down. The speaker of this extended poem says, A black, E white, I red, O blue, you green, and declares, I invented colors for the vowels. But I'm going to name this extended prose poem with two sections titled Delirium, written by Arthur Rimbaud.
Le bateau ivre.
Time is the season in hell. Awesome. Several sites at this national park, including its Science and Learning Center, are named in honor of the biologist Adolf Murray, while the newly built visitor center is dedicated to the pilot Ben Ielson. During a trip called the Voyage of Understanding, Warren G. Harding rode in a railroad car named for this national park, which was established through a bill introduced in Congress by James Wickersham at the urging of Charles Sheldon. This park is home to the mosquito-infested Water Lake, as well as the Forker River and the Tuklat River, which winds its way west of the Kantishna Hills. Sightings of Dall sheep are common at this park, which contains the Stampede Trail and a famous exhibit of interlocking moose antlers. The name of this park refers to the High One in the Athabascan language, and its name...
Denali?
Yes. This character tells the protagonist, "I shall gamble, laugh, and skip, and sing a little song of joy after hanging him in the incredibly difficult comic aria, Ha, Vivil Itch Triumvirin." For 10 points each, name this character who, at the end of the opera in which he appears, releases blonde. A chorus ends the opera by singing, "Let this character's exalted brow be wreathed with rejoicing renown." Answer. Osman is a character in this Mozart opera, which is named for a harem. Joseph II legendarily remarked that this opera had an awful lot of notes.
Abduction from Seraglio. Is that right?
Yeah. The abduction from the Seraglio.
Yeah. A chorus of these figures sing the abduction from the Seraglio's opera music, old number praising Osman. A piccolo is added to the opera's score to imitate a sound of a zurna, an instrument that figures often use to make music.
These figures
answer?
Maybe, sure.
Snake Charmers, maybe? Snake Charmers?
Janissaries, 10 points.
Okay.
Janissaries, 16. Members of this movement produce paintings capturing their impressions as tourists in the Prague Project. The desert sea waves and lunar craters are subjects of texture paintings by this movement's Latvian member, Vija Selmans. A female artist from this movement created Vanitas paintings, such as one that juxtaposes an hourglass, a candle, and a calendar titled Wheel of Fortune. Another artist from this movement captured the activity of a city in a painting in which the tunnel structures reflect the action called telephone booths. An artist from this movement worked in a wheelchair with a paintbrush strapped to his wrist after he became quadriplegic.
Photorealism?
Yes, photorealism.
Oh, nice.
This tragedy opens with Iolaus claiming that nature makes one man good while making another man wholly selfish. For 10 points each, name this tragedy in which the Argives feud with Demophon over a group of refugees at the Temple of Zeus.
Argives feud with refugees.
Answer? Children of Heracles. This Argive king demands the lives of the Heraclidae, but later claims that he was only following Hera's orders when he is captured and thrown to the dogs.
Agamemnon? Is it some minor scene?
Answer?
Agamemnon.
Euripides also wrote this episodic play that details the intensifying suffering of Hecuba and Rocky and Cassandra, the title characters.
The Trojan women. Trojan
women. 10 points. Toss up 17. This ruler annulled his daughter's marriage when her suitor could not pay an outrageous bride price, consuming up to 50,000 horses, 10,000 cows and camels, and 100,000 sheep. He erected 6 large stone panels across his empire to honor his 6 favorite horses. Whenever this ruler became sick, his wife would visit him carrying a poison in her belt so that she could commit suicide at a moment's notice. This husband of Empress Zhang Sun was dissuaded from making sacrifices at a sacred mountain that shares his name by his minister, Wei Zhang. This ruler launched an attack on the Xiyu states and in the Tarim Basin after subjugating the Ashina dynasty in charge of the eastern Turkic Khaganate and also invaded the Goguryeo dynasty of Korea. He came to power after ordering his men to assassinate his brothers at the Songwu Gate. This ruler succeeded Li Yuan, aka Emperor Gaozu, and proceeded to conquer much of Central Asia as far as present-day Kazakhstan. But it was in this second emperor of the Tang Dynasty.
Li Shimin.
Say that again?
Li Shimin.
Yes.
Good.
The Erlenmeyer rule was an early attempt to explain this phenomenon. For 10 points each, in this phenomenon in which the shifting of an alpha hydrogen and the movement of bonding electrons leads to the interconversion between keto and enol forms of the compound.
What's it called? It's like the thing, it like switches back and forth.
Answer?
No. Tautomer?
Yeah. This compound, which is locked into the enol position by a phosphate group, is produced from 2PG in the penultimate step of glycolysis. It's not pyruvate, but it is carboxylated to produce oxalacetate in the CAM and C4 pathways.
something that is in the camp. Come on, it's like high school.
Answer.
Rubis.
Pep reacts with urine throws a 4-phosphate to form DAHP in the first step of this compound's namesake pathway, which is responsible for the biosynthesis of aromatic amino acids in plants. This compound is the starting material for the commercial synthesis of Tamiflu. Answer.
Carbon.
Shikimic acid, 10 points. Toss up 18. A character in this novel writes the French words a bientôt, meaning see you soon, on the guidebook of a woman she secretly follows to a rock overlooking a gulf. The protagonist of this novel jokes that her complexion is several shades greener than that of a woman in a Bronzino portrait. In this novel's last line, a woman breaks off a relationship by exclaiming, "We shall never be again as we were," after her lover pleads with her to refuse an inheritance bequest. The protagonist of this novel hires a valet named Eugenio and purchases the fancy Palazzo Leporelli upon relocating to Venice. The surgeon, Sir Luke Strett, diagnoses the terminal illness of this novel's protagonist, whom Merton Densher agrees to marry in exchange for sex from his real lover, Kate Croy, who is desperate to escape financial dependence on her aunt, Maud Lauder. But it was in this novel about an English couple's plan to swindle the American heiress, Millie Thiel, written by Henry James.
Europeans.
No.
The Americans.
Wings of the Dove. Toss of 19. This, the component of the non-resident part of one form of this quantity are given in the Kleinman relations. The phase shift arising from the cross-phase modulation is proportional to the third-order component of this tensor quantity, which is also responsible for the DC curve effect. In central symmetric media, the even-order components of this quantity are zero, meaning some frequency generation and second harmonic generation cannot occur. This tensor quantity is generalized into a series of coefficients which appear in the Taylor series expansion, which characterizes nonlinear crystals. Relative permeability equals 1 plus another form of this quantity, which is a negative for a diamagnet and positive for a paramagnet. But in this quantity symbolizes chi, whose, or chi?
Magnetic susceptibility.
Yes. Bonus. Answers these questions about methods of biblical interpretation for 10 points each. This Greek term, which literally translates as climb, describes the elevation of the mind to things celestial and eternal. Medieval theologians often described it as the fourth method of spiritual interpretation, separate from literal, allegorical, and tropological. Answer.
Hermeneutics.
Anagogue. Theories of typology relate to events in the New and Old Testament, such as connecting Christ rising from the tomb on the third day to the fact that this prophet spent 3 days in the belly of a whale before being spit out.
Jonah.
Yep. The idea of correspondences or links between the written word of God and natural phenomenon was coined by this theologian in his books Arcana Coelestia and Heaven and Hell. His followers founded the Church of the New Jerusalem.
Like Wycliffe, huh?
Answer.
Lallybroom.
Swedenborg Temples.
Could we ask for a score check?
Who's the guy?
Yeah, I don't think so. We'll see. 205 for Russo, 115 for Berkeley.
Okay.
115?
115. 115. That's awesome.
100 point toss up.
This man gave a cap to Amphidamas, who gave it to Molus, who gave it to his own son, Meriones. This man was born when Hermes touched his mother's face to make her fall asleep, then raped her. The Odyssey lists this man's wife as Amphithea, but better-known accounts have him marrying a woman whose father ran a scam in which he sold her to a series of suitors for the bride price, hoping to have her returned by transforming into a different animal. Heracles learned the art of wrestling from this man and served 3 years of penance for killing this man's son, Iphitus. A youth who went hunting with this husband of Mestra was scarred by a boar just above his knee, leaving a mark that was recognized by the youth's nurse, Eurycleia. This man, like Hades, had a helmet of invisibility, and he once out-trickstered Sisyphus by stealing his herd. For 10 points, name this best thief in Greek mythology who imparted his cunning to his grandson Odysseus.
Laertes.
No. About
yeah.
Hermes?
This is Altilicus.
Altilicus. So hard.
Alright, that's the end.
Good game.